bleed red.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
What film are we talking about today, Thomas?
X-Men.
Yeah, Z-Men.
Z-Men.
Yeah, X-Men from year 2000. Not much has changed, but everyone's a mutant. And your great-great-great-granddaughter can,
enroll as a student.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's a fucking freak. She looked like she just come out of her mama. And do you remember those adverts? What was it for? I think it was for like Oasis or something. And it was these two Eastern European guys. And they were just like taking the piss out of like British things. And then they were like, you look at you young guys with your hair gel. You look like you just come out your mama. And it was like, okay. I guess I will buy Oasis.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. What did you think of the film, by the way?
I thought it was good.
Yeah. I kind of forgot how good it was. I was like, this is pretty, pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it doesn't really look dated, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so. Just like tiny sort of aspects of the special effects don't look as refined as they would now.
Yeah, occasionally like the eye beams.
For me, it was the bullet at the guy's head.
Oh, yeah?
The way that was like rendered didn't look as good as it would look now, but it still looks good, just not as like detailed.
Well, for me, all I noticed of that was, again, like The Matrix, it's the outer casing of the bullet that actually is supposed to stay in the gun. But I wasn't gonna bring that up. But that, you know, I just now I immediately have.
Anyway, we'll probably cut all of that.
Yes.
So fucking Poland.
Poland, Nazi war
or Sobibor
death camp. I don't know where Sobibor is.
It's in, I only know because we watched a film in RE called Escape to Sobibor, or Escape from Sobibor is probably more
Escape to Sobibor. Here we have Peter and Susan. Looking to relocate.
Yeah, Peter and Susan something Stein, who have been...
Look at the size of that bathroom.
Oh, it's a bit chilly in here. Can we put the gas on? Oh, God. So, yeah, young Magneto and his parents being ushered through the camp. Magneto, whose real name is Eric Lenshaw.
Yeah, this is... I didn't realise X-Men, you know, went in this hard.
Yeah, this was... Because, like, the last comic book film before this, I think, was Blade. And that was maybe, like, 2 years, I think, before this. So I think it was at this time where, kind of, if it wasn't... To me, the thing that struck me the most is the stark contrast between the tone of this film and, like, a modern comic book film. Because modern ones are so colourful and, like, comic booky.
Yeah, this was very dark. Not necessarily... Well, sort of in content, but, you know, in a literal lighting sense.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think it's because, like, they wanted it to be taken seriously and enjoyed by, like, a critical audience as well. Like they wanted it to be a thing, and I feel like there wasn't really an avenue to do like a literal comic book translation back then, because it would have just been like laughed at even if it was good.
Yeah, whereas now, like, you know, it's quite the idea of a comic book film.
Yeah, now doing like a dark and gritty comic book film is like a bit of a cliche.
Yeah,
so yeah, but this was kind of, I think this was like the first one to sort of like subvert its like original style and tone, but and I think it works really well, actually. I really appreciated that, because it feels like a real film, you know. Anyway, Nazis, guns, mud. Nazi gun mud, the most famous Nazi.
Commander Gun Mud.
Yeah, Commander Gun Mud, he said. And fucking hell, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, fucking hell, Nazis emerge from the bushes and they're like...
and they're like, you're still with your parents.
Yes. What do you do with your parents? We don't want you all having incestuous sex and repopulating with your dirty little race. Come here. So they separate him from his mum and dad, and his parents are getting sent towards the gas chambers, and he's being taken to a wheelbarrow, it seems. And he's like, ah, and then the mum's like, Eric, Eric.
And then he's like, I'll show you, and twists their fence up real good.
That was so cool. Yeah, like he's reaching out for his mum and like his powers emerge. And they're like trying to drag him away, but his like magnetism is like drawing him back to the fence.
Yes, it's pure magnetism.
Yes, his sexual magnetism. And Nazi Gunman is like, oh, look at his magnetism. He will be a fine mini Führer.
Mini Führer.
And everyone's like, oh, you know what he is, though? He's like, no, what is he? He's a Jew. Like, oh, is that what this is?
Oh, I say, that's awful.
Well, like everyone here is a Jew. Yes, Gunman.
Cut to modern day, and girl from True Blood sucks her boyfriend a little too hard, is what I've written.
Yes, she ends up pulling his testicles through his urethra and into her mouth, and he dies. Oh. She's like, wow, I've got the power of vacuum cleaning. So she breathes in really hard, and all the dirt from her floor goes up, and she's like, wow. And she's like, Mom, look, check this out. And then she breathes in again, her mom's uterus flops out, goes up her nostrils, and she's like, oh, this power's not good for anything.
All I could do is suck people's genitals off their body.
Yes, genitals and dust. What's the use? Anyway, no, it's a young girl called Rogue. Well, her name's Marie, but later she calls herself Rogue. But yeah, she's making out with her boyfriend, and as they're kissing, she starts to suck out his energy, life force, balls.
Yes.
But yeah, I thought this was good. The boy goes into shock, and the mum and dad are like, call the police. Not the police, call the ambulance and the police, because we've obviously got a homicidal daughter.
Yeah, she clearly needs to be locked up.
Anyway, we cut to Washington, D.C., where the president lives, but not the president in this film, because there's no president in this film, just senators.
Yes. Wait, what happens? Oh, yeah, it's the meeting about whether or not mutants should be spayed and neutered.
Yeah. Right, we yeah, cut this to is John
Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen, sort of, what?
Sorry, I was going to talk about Jean Grey.
Oh, yes, yeah, sexy Jean Grey.
Oh, she's my favourite.
Yeah.
I like her.
I think Storm was a little... In the cartoons, because my main reference for X-Men is the cartoons.
Yeah.
I remember Storm being like kind of a boss bitch in the cartoons. And in this, she's a bit of a wet lettuce.
Yeah. Like, I know that in the second one, because after this film, Halle Berry won her Oscar. So then she sort of had a bit more clout over like what happened in the second one. So she's like, I want a bigger role. So in the second one, she's a lot more, like, badass and stuff. And her accent is, like, different in the second one.
Is it?
Because she has, like, a weird, like, faux, like, I don't know, foreign accent in this film. Right, so, yeah, fucking hell. Jean Grey does a little speech saying, mutants should not be registered. And then Senator Kelly's like, yes, they should. She put them all on a list and give them a tattoo saying, I'm a mutant, hear me roar. Put it on their forehead, give them a little bow so people know when they're coming.
And then send them all to those giant showers we saw earlier.
Yes, they're my favourite. We should call it Mutenschwitz. Or Auschwex.
I'm a descendant from Commander Gunmud, you know.
Oh, that man was just permanently surprised at everything.
Mutants, you say?
Yeah. How peculiar. Are there any that can suck my balls out through my urethra? Not yet, sir. Give it 20 years. Anyway, we cut to Patrick Stewart in his little wheelchair.
Oh, in his little wheelchair.
Yeah, so Patrick Stewart plays Professor Charles Xavier and Ian McKellen plays Magneto. And they're like, they're old friends and they're kind of like the Martin Luther King and the Malcolm X of the mutant rights cause. And they've been watching Jean's conference with the Senator. And then, like, Magneto heads out into the corridor and, like, Charles follows him.
So they... What do they even say?
He's like, Charles, can we put LED lights on your wheels? He's like, yes, but only on Christmas. He's like, oh, but I'm Jewish. He's like, well then. And then he wheels backwards into the shadows, which is a hidden staircase, and he falls down, cracks his head open.
He's like, see, if you had lights on your wheels, I'd have been able to see you and warn you.
Yes. If you had a light and a beep, 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 I'm reversing sound, this wouldn't have happened, Charles. And then he goes down and tries to fit his penis into the little hole in Professor X's head. And then he gets caught. He's like, oh, it wasn't me. It was my twin brother.
Magneto, you've still got your penis in Dr. X's mouth.
That's not my penis, it's my brother's penis. Anyway, how are you doing? Oh, well, you know.
I think he might need medical attention. He's just fallen down some stairs.
Yes. I mean, I did tell him that if he had some lights and a beep, 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 it wouldn't happen. But here we are. Anyway, would you like a sandwich? Oh, yes, okay. And he fishes out a little sandwich and like a little cellophane wrapper from his pocket. Like, I made it this morning. I put some Branston pickling in and some cheddar cheese. And I did that thing that all dads do where they finish a sandwich and then they press their hand on it to make it all squishy. I cut my hand when I was making it, so there's a bit of blood in it. But don't worry, I haven't got AIDS.
That we know of.
Yeah, and then the security guy eats it and he's like, I do have AIDS. It's like, what? Like, now you're a mutant too.
Welcome, brother.
Oh, God. No, it doesn't happen at all. Fucking hell, no. He's like, mutants. No, humans are bad. They'll never learn. And Professor X is like, give him a fucking chance. And he's like, we're the future, Charles, not them. They no longer matter. Anyway, so, yeah, they're basically just saying, fucking hell, like, humans are good and humans are bad. Which one of us is right? Who knows?
Who knows? And then we cut to fucking whatever her name is before it's Rogue.
Tits McGee.
Tits McGee being dropped off in her city in Canada where Wolverine is cage fighting.
Yeah, sexy Wolverine with the shirt off. He's got metal nipples and a steel dick.
Yes, in a paddling pool full of grease.
Yeah, and Roundtree's jelly. Pussy flavored, as Mr. Ass once created. Do you remember that? We had this joke in like a Patreon episode about, I don't know, a couple of months ago about a donkey inheriting the Roundtree's company and developing a pussy flavored jelly.
Oh, we really don't charge enough for this.
Fucking hell, yeah, he's fighting the guy and the guy kicks him in his nuts or something and then Wolverine headbutts him with his metal skull.
Yeah, Wolverine fucks him up.
I mean, he puts his dick into the guy's head. And the guy's like, what are you doing? He's like, it's not me, it's my brother.
I'm developing a motif.
Here, have a sandwich. No, I'll go. Anyway, so yeah, fucking Rogue sees... No, Marie is her name, not Tits McGee.
Tits Marie.
Tits Marie. Anyway, so fucking Wolverine finishes his fight and Marie's at the bar looking at the jar of tips. Anyway, so fucking Wolverine comes out and sits at the bar and has a little fag.
And then once he's finished, he lights up a cigarette.
Yes. Like, sorry, this is my little dwarf homosexual friend I keep in my pocket. I bring him out, I fuck him in the arse, and then I put him back. I feed him chicken scraps and mulled wine.
He smells awful.
Yes. But alas, it's the only way to keep the AIDS away. And then the guy he beat up comes out and he's like, you owe me money. No one takes a beating like that and lifts a telltale. And the Wolverine's like, you fucking keep this up, you'll lose something else.
Yes.
And then he pulls out a fucking knife!
Pulls out a fucking knife. And the Wolverine pulls out his knives, his hand knives.
Yeah, his her knives.
Yes, his knuckle knives. His fist knives.
His fives.
Yeah.
He's like, slam dunk the funk, motherfucker. Keep on moving. Oh, God. And then the barman's like, get the fuck out my bar, freak.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out my pub.
Get out my pub.
Sorry, I was doing like a little shoulder shimmy then as well.
Yeah, the amount you're moving is like going to give me a fit because the camera's just shaking like crazy.
Yeah, so he leaves, Rogue stows away in his truck.
Yeah. And then when he tries to leave her on the side of the road, she says, "I saved your life." I don't know why she has an Australian accent now.
"I saved your life. I saved your life." Well, she was
I
from Mississippi.
"I saved your life. I can't do it. I just do it Australian.
I saved your life. I saved your life.
I'll say it.
I saved your life, young man.
I saved
man.
Your life, boy. I'm just an oil man up from the south.
I drink your milkshake." I thought Tom's not seen that film. He's not going to find that funny.
I haven't, and, it will be blood. And I didn't.
Yeah. "I'll drink your milkshake, Wolverine." That's for our audience. Anyway, okay. So...
But yeah, she says, "I saved your life." And he's like, "No, you didn't," and drives off. And I'm like, what's she talking about?
Because she warned him about the knife.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, when the guy went to stab him, she went, "Look out."
Oh.
Anyway, no, she fucking... So he picks her up and they talk in the car.
Yeah, then she's like, "Make sure you wear your seatbelt," and then crash.
Bang.
Thwomp.
You meant to say wallop.
Yeah, I know. I'm subverting the norms.
It's in my fucking name, Gifton. Yeah, do you know what's really weird is that when you slow this down, the van, when it hits the tree, it explodes. There's like a frame of it exploding, and then it cuts to him shooting out the front of it, which I think is bizarre. And yeah, fucking Wolverine goes splish splash bosh kabash. It lands in the snow.
Yes, and is liquidated on his way out of the windscreen.
Yes. So Rogue quickly jumps out, takes off her trousers, sits in the puddle of his muck, and goes,
Yeah, she's like, "Oh no, who's this beast man coming to capture me?"
Yeah, fucking Sabretooth appears, and it turns out
Sabretooth.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember his name.
What did you think it might have been?
I've just been writing Beast Man, but I knew it wasn't. I know that Beast is another X-Man that isn't in this film.
Yeah.
But, and I knew that wasn't him. But
here's a question. I guess you're not gay, but try and imagine that you are.
I guess.
Would you sleep with someone who was Beast? Or would you sleep with Beast?
I can't. Isn't he blue?
Yeah.
I feel like he's got a weird penis.
That's what I'd be scared of too. What if his penis just looked like a regular penis, but it was blue?
I don't think I've... Well, I don't know. I haven't... Let me Google him. Nah.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't think he's very attractive.
I think I'm thinking of the Kelsey Grammer Beast from film 3. And I thought he was pretty attractive as Beast.
I mean, the blue shapeshifty lady.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I've got to say about that.
Yeah.
I mean, any of the women in this film, to be honest.
Yeah, they're all... I mean, everyone in this film is pretty hot, really.
Yeah.
Even the baddies. Even the guy who plays Toad, he's quite fit underneath all the green stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, that frog boy. That tongue.
Oh, God. You can put it in, make it come out my mouth. Treat me like a hula hoop. Anyway, so fucking... Yeah, Sabretooth appears and him and Wolverine fight.
Yes, and then Cyclops and Storm turn up.
Weather Girl and One Eye show up.
Yes, even though he has two eyes.
So they show up. Storm does some wind. She's like, excuse me.
Sorry. But that's why they call me Storm.
That's why they call me Whoopi Stormberg. Anyway, so... they rescue Rogue. And so, yeah, so Sabretooth knocked out Wolverine, and Wolverine stays unconscious for quite a while, it seems, because we cut to a scene in, like, Magneto's lair where Sabretooth returns, and he tells Magneto's like, where's
the mutant? Keeping it ambiguous because we're supposed to think he's after Wolverine at this point.
Yeah. And Sabretooth is like, oh, they were there, or whatever. And Magneto's like, bum.
Me, now.
Yes. Turn me around, flip me on this desk, take down my shorts, spread my wrinkly old man cheeks, put that hairy dick right up me, no lube. And he's like, fucking hell. We cut to, like, the lab at Professor X.
Yeah, road. And so, yeah, so I guess Wolverine's been unconscious since he was knocked out on the front of the truck.
Yeah, and I was like,
to
that
being taken all the way to the lab.
Yeah, and I was like, he wouldn't have stayed unconscious that long.
Yeah, because they're in Canada. I mean, I guess we don't know how far they drove, but they were in Alberta, Canada, I think.
Yeah, and then
he wakes up in New York.
Yeah, and he's got like healing powers, so he should have been knocked out like momentarily.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And he wakes up instantly after having been knocked out, like in like every other instance in the film.
Yeah, because even like a sedative wouldn't last very long on him because of his powers. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, fuck it. So Jean Grey uses a little mind powers to levitate a syringe. She fucking sticks herself with it, gets high as fuck, smokes a fag, and is like, oh, I guess I should be doing tests. So she logs onto BuzzFeed, and she's like, which style of dog are you? She's like, Greyhound! And she throws it against the wall, and then Wolverine wakes up, and she's like,
oh, sorry.
Sorry, did you want to do the test too? I guess you would be a Wolverine. It's like, I've done the test.
Do you want to find out which Pokemon you would be?
Yeah, okay.
Hope I get Victory Bell.
Oh, what the fuck is a Chansey? So anyway, he fucking like he attacks her, then he runs through the school, and then we hear like a "Where are you going?" Over here.
Oh, yeah, just keeping it real spooky for no real reason.
Yeah, spooky, spooky in my nookie, and then he jumps into an elevator. And then he jumps out of an elevator.
And then he jumps into a classroom.
Yeah. And then Professor X is like, just the man I was looking for. Everyone, this is our life model for today. Please disrobe. We want to draw you with particular emphasis on the phallus.
Yes. Make sure you get the contour of the veins.
Yes. Look, he's only got half a foreskin.
Isn't that weird, children?
Yeah, especially because it's got a vertical cut. So it's like a cross section of his penis. Anyway, take a seat. Look, got a drape on the chaise lounge and some chocolates. And we've got a cute lady boy with a leaf fan. What are they called when you hold a big palm leaf and wag it?
I was imagining a guy standing there with a leaf blower.
Fucking hell, yeah. Anyway, he dismisses the kids and he's like, and the Logan's like, where the fuck am I?
It's a school and also a laboratory.
Yes, we do tests. What kind of tests? You know, what kind of Pokemon are you? Yeah. What kind of dog? What flavor of jam would you be? Do you want to know what I got? What? I didn't get one and said I wasn't compatible with any of the answers. That's when I threw myself down the stairs, and that's why I'm in a wheelchair. And I never want that to happen to another person again, so I set up a school, and here we create tests that will give everyone the answer they deserve.
Anyway, let's find out which of the real housewives you are.
Yes. Oh, yes! Oh. Okay, anyway, so the other X-Men walk in. He's like, look, this is Storm, this is Cyclops, this is Jean Grey. She hasn't got a name.
Yeah, she's just Jean.
Yeah, she does become like Phoenix later in the comics and stuff, but it's all convoluted and shit, yeah. But she'd never start off with a name. I'm like, man, just give her a fucking name.
Does she die and get reborn?
Kind of, like, it's so long that it'll be boring to explain it, but like, kind of.
All right, let's not then.
Yeah, let's not. They should have called her Mind Lady.
Yeah, which did kind of strike me as like Magneto's whole deal is that he can control metal.
Yeah.
Jean can just do that with anything.
No, but she can't manipulate it like he does.
Right.
Like, she does eventually grow in power where she can like manipulate things on a molecular level, but as it stands, she can just move things with her mind.
Right.
Whereas Magneto can like literally change the, like, because in film two... Because they bust him out of his plastic prison in film two, and Mystique like injects the guard with too much iron. So Magneto literally draws the iron filings out of his blood and forms it into
I'm
like
I'm pretty
balls.
Sure I've seen that. I think I might have seen X-Men 2 in the cinema.
Oh, really? X-Men 2 is fucking dope. It's such a good film. We should have done X-Men 2 instead. Anyway, yeah. Too late now. So yeah, fucking, but he's like,
Professor X is like, woo 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 woo.
Yes.
Oh, someone needs to reset the professor again.
Yes, quickly, throw him down more stairs.
And then we'll put his wheelchair in a wheelchair.
Has anyone noticed that he's got a hole in his head? Anyway, so he's like, he just explains what this place is. No, that's it. Yes. Wolverine goes to walk out, and then he's like, it's been 15 years, hasn't it? Going from place to place, not knowing who you are or where you're from.
Oh, yeah. If you stay, give me 48 hours to figure out what the hell you are, and then I'll help you figure out what the hell you are.
Yeah, and he's like, and how are you going to do that? And then he goes, you're not the only one with this. Where are you going? Over here. He's over there. Put your dick in my head. Give me a wheelchair. I am Lapras. Then we have power montage, like I'm in an 80s film, doing cool tricks and stuff that is inconsequential.
Yeah. Yep, so inconsequential that I didn't write it down.
Yeah, it's just Jean Grey making discs fly, Cyclops shooting the discs.
Oh yeah, I remember that bit.
Yeah, like the students doing power stuff in the classroom.
Yeah, power stuff.
Just to show the cameras.
Yeah.
Rogue meets Bobby, who's Iceman.
Yeah, frosty dude.
And he's like, look what I can do.
My father was a snowman.
My father was a snowman, my mum was black ice.
Between them, they murdered millions.
So, fucking stuff happens.
Yeah, douchebag senator gets owned by sexy blue lady in helicopter.
Yeah, Senator Kelly's flying over, like, some stretch of water in a helicopter with his assistant, or so he thinks. And he's, like, talking about, like, the mutant problem, inverted commas. He's like, ah, these mutants, I wish they are dead. And then she's like,
oh, really?
Yeah, look at me! And she unzips her skin and jumps out, and she's a hippo. No, he looks over at his assistant, and his assistant, who is this quite sexy young man, like turns into Mystique, and she like grabs him by his head, and she's like, people like you were the reason I didn't go to school as a child. And she goes pow 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 and knocks him out, and they fly to the like Alcatraz like island in the middle of the sea.
Yeah,
which is Magneto's stronghold.
And then he puts his powers in him. Well, sort of.
Yeah, Magneto, like, has Senator Kelly in this chair in front of this, like, massive metal contraption. And then he, like, Magneto gets into it and, like, powers it up. And, like, these, like, radiation waves start emitting from it. And they sort of, like, swarm over Senator Kelly. We don't know what happens to him yet. Just Senator Kelly looks, like, different. He doesn't look different. He just has an expression of shock and wonder on his face afterwards.
Yeah, well, yeah, you bloody would, wouldn't you?
Of course you would. And then we cut to Jean showing Wolverine his new digs, saying, this is your room and this is what it does. She presses the button and the bed does like a comical hospital bed flip.
I missed that.
Oh, don't worry. It wasn't funny.
He's, no, I mean, I missed that bit in the film.
Oh. Oh, God. He's like, what do you do? She's like, well, I can move things with my mind. He's like, what kinds of things? And she's like, you know, just small insects.
Small, teeny, tiny things. And he's like, really?
Yes. Can you move a mole that's been bothering me?
Like a mole in the garden or like a growth on your body?
A combination of both. Now, what she does is shut the doors behind him. And she's like, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
She's like, I do have some telepathic ability. Then she puts her fingers in his nostrils and reads his mind. And all she sees is a dog on a bicycle.
Yeah, and she jumps back in horror.
Yeah, she's like, he's like, what did you see? She's like, I saw your future. But Cyclops appears. He's like, oh, what the fuck are you doing to me, girlfriend?
Get the fuck away from her, you fucking metal cunt.
You fucking foil-covered dog. And then Wolverine's like, are you going to tell me to stay away from your girl? And Cyclops is like, no, I'm a man. A man didn't do that. Anyway, stay away from my girl. He runs away. Then there's fucking nightmares.
Yeah. Wolverine's having dreams about his, like, lab testing days. Oh, we've missed the scan where they find out that his skeleton is metal.
Oh, yeah. So Wolverine's skeleton is metal and he's got uncharted regenerative capability.
Yes.
That was a mouthful.
And Rogue comes in to try and wake him up and gets stabbed.
Yeah, she gets stabbed through the fucking chest.
Yeah.
With his knife hands, with his nans. He gets his nan and stabs her through the chest. Like, sorry, I carry my nan in my pocket. You know, sometimes I need sage advice, some homemade cookies.
And to stab a bitch.
Yeah. Sorry, let me pull my nan out from you. And she's like, oh dear, I hope you're not injured, dear. She's like, I'm actually quite severely injured.
Look, I have a human-sized hole in my chest.
Has anyone got a salve? Or... No, he fucking stabs her through the chest with his knives.
Yes, with his knuckle blades.
Yeah, but he's like, help, help! And then she touches him and sucks his healing powers from him. And then she heals. And then everyone comes because he obviously cried help. And then Storm appears in the room. And then Rogue's like, it was an accident.
Yeah.
I hate the way she says it. It sounds all like goopy and like she's like swallowing too many times as she's saying it. Just, it's always bothered me. It was an accident. So it wasn't a fucking accident. You did it on purpose.
Yeah, she kind of did, didn't she?
Yeah. She went in there to molest him.
And then was like, oh, it was an accident.
It was an accident. Yeah. He just happened to be hard because he was having a sexy dream. I sat on it and then he stabbed me.
If you know what I mean.
Anyway, so Rogue fucking runs from the room and flies down the corridor. She falls down the stairs, gets put in a wheelchair. Then her and Professor X... do wheelchair battles.
But he wins because he's got little lights on his wheels.
Yeah, she loses because her wheelchair is made of straw. They're like, look, we spent all the money on the professor's wheelchair, so we've only got like a wicker one left. This is one that Professor X Senior used to use before his untimely death at the racetrack.
Couldn't wheel away fast enough.
Yeah, the horse trampled him, you see.
In a desperate bid to get to the straw. Horses love it for some reason.
It's okay, we're shot in the head afterwards. Anyway, so...
Anyway, best of luck with your new wheelchair.
Yes. I know it hasn't got wheels on, but you can scoot. It's just a chair.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we cut to Senator Douchebag behind bars.
Senator Kelly!
And he squeezes through them.
Yeah.
Like a jellyfish.
Yeah, a jellyfish. And Magneto's like, ah!
Yes, and then he goes to get Sabretooth to get him, but he drops him because he's all stretchy.
So it's his fucking Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
A toy that I always wanted and never got, but apparently is boring after 5 minutes.
I feel like most toys were.
Yeah, right? Once you've played with them, you're like, oh, I'm done now.
Yeah, they're like the adverts would hype things up so much. And set them up in amazing play scenarios that you could never possibly emulate at home. And then you'd get them and like fuck around with them for a few minutes and be like, this is shit.
Yeah. So I was thinking he's not a good... Actually, no, is this... Oh, I don't know. Anyway, boring. So yeah, they... So Mystique disguises herself as Iceman and then speaks to Rogue on the campus grounds. It's like, we heard what you fucking did to Wolverine.
Professor X said you're a bitch.
Yeah, he said that you're a massive slut. Is that true?
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, asking for an icy friend. Asking for black eyes. What, black guys? No, black eyes. Black eyes.
I mean, let's not rule anything out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to interracial ménage à trois. She's like, well, I am from Mississippi. You know I don't swing that way. If you're not white, it ain't right. And he's like, damn straight, Missy.
Ah, you could stay.
Yeah. I'm only joking. My mom's black. And she's like, eh.
Well, no, I'm definitely leaving.
Yeah. I don't want to be here with you. Your dead little fingers. It's So she runs away, and then we see the flashy eyes of Mystique.
Yeah, she's
and
infiltrated.
And the Mystique, like, violin motif, like the...
Yes, she's infiltrated his icy balls.
Yes.
And then the professor uses Cerebro to find Rogue.
Yeah, he does. So when does he have his meltdown?
The next
That's
time
a bit later, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, next time he tries to use Cerebro to find Rogue. Oh, well, it's after Magneto captures Rogue.
Right, right, okay, yeah, yeah. Yes, Professor X finds Rogue at a train station.
Yeah, using Cerebro to send, amplify his powers or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then he tells Wolverine not to go after her and tells Storm and Cyclops to go. But then Wolverine goes anyway.
Yeah, why does he say that?
Because Magneto's after Wolverine. I mean,
of course, yeah, of course.
After Wolverine.
Yeah. So Storm and Cyclops go to the train station, and then Storm's like, "Yeah, she's about, she's a something about my height, blah 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 blah." And she realizes she's talking to a lamppost. She's like, "Sorry."
I mean, she fucking might as well be, for all the good they're going to be, for all the good they're doing. I mean, you'd think they'd have some sort of advanced tactics. Professor would
you
be
would
able
have
to give them something.
They would
to
have
locate.
Printed out a picture and just taken that. Yeah. Like, have you seen this woman?
Or something.
Yeah, or just fucking Professor X should have gone and done like a mind scan of everyone in the train station, and then he would have known whereabouts. She was. Professor X had gone, he would have known where she was in the train station because he could have mind found her.
Yeah, he could have mind found her. Wolverine finds her straight away.
That's because he can smell her. He can smell her Mississippi clunch. So he finds her on the train. He's like, "Oh, you're running away again."
She's like, the ice man told me the professor said I was a slut.
Yeah, he said I was a dirty little slut. He said that I'll never be the kind of clans member I've always wanted to be. And Wolverine's like, "Yeah, you can be anything you dream to be, little girl. All you gotta have is the faith and the hope and the right blood type.
And the right skin color."
Yeah. You know, I'm part Cherokee. And she's like, "Ah!"
They're everywhere!
No, she's like, "I can still feel the boy I kissed in me."
Yeah. She does say that.
We cut to Storm and Cyclops in the train station, and then Sabretooth comes, and he fucking throws Storm against that window hard enough to break, to like splinter it. And I'm like, that force would like knock someone out at the very least.
For sure, because it's not like Storm has any, you know, physically, she's just a regular person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should have killed her, really.
Yeah.
But instead, her eyes go white.
Yeah, someone busts a fucking...
cap in her ass.
Yeah, that really would have killed her. Really.
Yeah. That's what the Sabretooth needed. Just a gun, just shot her in the back of the head.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have splintered the glass. And he'd be like, "Well, at least I got it done in one go."
Exactly. Splintering the glass was a key part of their whole operation, I feel.
Yeah. It's how the police know that bad things happened.
Yes, this glass has been splintered.
Yeah.
Villainy.
And Toad fucking appears and whips the visor off of Cyclops' head.
Yes, yeah, Cyclops.
Cyclops. Ops. Ball kick. Backwards.
Just Clops.
Clops? He's a horse.
All right, Clops. Don't call me that.
Oh god. Sigh. Anyway, so he whips his visor off, his beams blast a hole in the ceiling.
Yeah. For a handy hole for Storm to pull her lightning bolt through.
The amount of time it takes her to make this lightning bolt is not very efficient.
No, not really. But then I do quite like that a lot of their powers are like flawed.
I guess so. That's like a nice, like, sort of like a something to like ground them a bit more, I guess.
Yeah. Except Wolverine's is kind of like, I mean, his whole thing is, you know, he had this whole experiment thing done on him and he doesn't remember and all that. But his power is pretty overpowered.
What do you mean?
As much as everyone else's has some kind of flaw to it. You know, Rogue's is obviously like a horrible like curse on her life. Cyclops can't ever open his eyes without his things on. Storm's takes ages to, you know, manifest. And what's the other one?
Jean Grey.
Jean, I mean, yeah, she's kind of weak in training.
Yeah, she's kind of weak sort. I mean, all the women in this film are kind of weak sort, apart from Mystique, really.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a shame, I think. Like, they do rectify it in the second one, but I remember thinking, the women in this film are not very well, like, developed.
Yeah, I guess.
I say that, but I only mean that about Storm and Jean Grey.
Yeah, and I mean, Rogue is kind of the... But she's like the new inductee to the world who's young and untrained and, you know, being new. She's the Harry Potter of the, you know, the X-Men kind of thing.
Yeah.
The one looking around going, I'm a what?
I'm a what? I'm a ball stealer. Anyway, so
you're a
they...
Kangas Khan, Rogue. So yeah, Magneto busts onto the train. And the thing about trains is they're made out of metal. So he fucks it completely.
Yeah, so is Wolverine and his nuts. And so Magneto's like, that remarkable metal doesn't run through your entire body, does it?
I say, it looks like you've had those nuts sucked out through your urethra.
Yes. Looks like a little deflated balloon. Would you like a hole in your head? Anyway, he pew-pews him and Wolverine flies to the back of the train and he sedates Rogue with a needle.
Yeah, and it turns out he was after Rogue all along.
Yeah. Because Wolverine's like, what do you want with me? And Magneto's like, my dear boy, whoever said I wanted you?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no. So him, Sabretooth and Toad exit the station with Rogue over their shoulder. And all the police are there.
Yes, and then Professor X takes over his henchmen.
Yeah, oh, right, so this angered me that Professor X didn't just fucking kill him there and there.
Yeah.
Like, just have some balls, for fuck's sake. You could have saved a lot of lives throughout all these films if you just killed him then and there. And you had... Oh, fuck. Yeah, because Sabretooth grabs his throat and is like, let them go. And then Magneto's like, well, Charles, something, something. Kill me and find out. And then he doesn't. So Magneto fucking shoots a gun into a policeman's head.
Kills him.
Yeah. Waddles over, unzips. Look, Charles, look what you're making me do. And Jean Grey's like, oh, God. And you're the dickhead, Charles, not him. No, that doesn't happen. No, Magneto has, like, discharged the gun, but he's sort of, like, has, like, kept the bullet from entering the officer's forehead. And it's like he's basically saying to Charles, look, like, Sabretooth, that you're controlling, he can kill me and this whole mess will be over with, but this officer's gonna die. And Charles sort of like relents basically and like relinquishes his control over Sabretooth, and the Magneto's like, oh, still unwilling to make sacrifices. And then Mystique appears in piloting the helicopter. Magneto and the crew take off and Professor X is like, ah, fuck.
And they cut back to the school and the senator arrives. And it's like, I need to speak to Professor Jean Grey, or Dr. Jean Grey, whatever she is.
To Baroness Jean Grey.
Baroness von Jean Grey.
Baroness von Jean Grey. Anyway, so, they fucking hook him up to medical equipment. And then she whispers in his ear, she's like, do you know what any of this stuff does? Because I have no idea.
Ooh, look, he's all watery and squishy. Maybe the machines will help, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if you put him in a microwave.
Do you want to go in a microwave, Senator?
Yeah. What about if I cover you in Tabasco sauce and some cheese? Would that be good? Yeah? Yeah? So we hear like... ding! And she opens it and it's just a bloodied mess in there. And she's like...
More Tabasco next time.
Yes. I shouldn't have used the tinfoil. A professor. Anyway, yeah, Professor reads his mind and sees what Magneto did.
Yeah.
He's like, ah, you're not the only dickhead. Where are you going? Over here. Sorry.
I love your commitment in those bits to like moving your head to either side of the microphone. And when we mix this down, it's just going to be in mono.
No, when I've done things like that in the past, that has, like, thingied the volume. So I'm not doing it to have it on either side, really.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, it's done the volume, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just doing it so it gets quieter as I go like this.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
In that case, well done.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be fucking THX.
Surround sound home entertainment system.
Yes. Oh, what is it? It's like the...
Yeah, that little sheen that happens, yeah, at the start.
Oh, what a great way to describe it. Yeah. Look at you, you little wordsmith. That's your mutant power.
If there's no word for it, I'll invent one.
What would your name be? Maybe like Tome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's clever because my name's Tom.
Oh, God, yeah! I'm just fucking slapping E on everything.
Yes, the magic E. Giftine.
Ugh, that sucks.
So, meanwhile, we've seen Mystique in the guise of Iceman scan their eyes and go and fuck with Cerebro.
Yeah, she puts like a little plug-in into it that makes it go all green.
Yeah, she downloads a plug-in.
Yeah, and then Professor's like, oh, I'm going to use the machine.
I'm going to use the machine to find her Magneto's taken rogue.
Going to use the machine to see which Protestant bastard's taken rogue. Anyway, no, before that, though, like, Storm's with Professor Kelly. Professor Kelly? Senator Kelly. He's like, do you hate normal people? She's like, sometimes. He's like, why? She's like, I suppose it's because I am afraid of them. It's like, well, I think you got one less person to think about or be afraid of or to fear. And then he goes, and he like transforms into water.
Yes. Oh, I've gone all gooey.
Oh, I've gone all, about six different water-related words flashed through my head there. And I was like, oh, none of these work. I was going to say dammy, like a fucking dam break. Yes. Ugh, I've gone all dammy. Storm's like, ugh. And then she runs to the professor. She's like, the senator is dead. And Professor X doesn't show any sign of surprise. He's just like, oh, I'm going to go find Rogue.
Yeah, yeah. And then he puts the fancy headgear on.
And it goes prang.
It goes prang.
And then he falls off his wheelchair.
It goes boom, boom.
Yeah, to the bottom of Cerebro. Breaks his spine again. So we need a third wheelchair. Guys, it'd be easier just to decapitate him, put his head inside a jar, put that on a floating plinth, and then that can go around.
Excellent idea.
Yes. Has anyone got an X-Acto knife?
Has anyone got a floating plinth?
Has anyone got a jar?
Oh, shit, but we've already chopped his head off.
Fuck. Quickly, somebody get some eyes.
I'm sure we can reattach it.
Where's Bobby when you need him? Anyway, so yeah, they put Professor X in the lab and put things on his head to make sure he's all medically looking. And then...
Yeah, Jean goes into Cerebro to try and, yeah, and fixes it.
Yeah, she like removes like whatever plug-in Mystique had put in there and it all goes back to normal and stuff. And then she sort of like gets brave and decides to put Cerebro on. To try and find, like, where Magneto has taken Rogue. And so she puts it on and there's too fucking much for her. So, yeah, Cyclops runs in as Jean sort of goes like, and gets
frazzled.
I know
what Magneto's plan is.
Yeah, I know where he's taken Rogue. I also know what you think about when you masturbate.
I'm into it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not into it. I mean, if I turn the other way... And you have the bowl of shit in front of you.
Bowl of shit.
Oh, God.
You know. So Magneto and his crew are going to crash the big politics party, whatever it is.
So what's really funny is that his band is called the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
What?
what?
Yeah, I know. It's stupid, isn't it?
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. Yeah. Are going to go and crash the big, I don't know, whatever it is, political rally.
The UN summit to talk about climate change and the mutant problem.
That's it. The X-Men set out to stop him.
They all don costumes.
Yeah, and Wolverine's like, you actually go out in these? And Cyclops is like, what would you prefer, yellow spandex? And I'm like, uh-huh.
That's what you wore in the comic book. Whispered Jean into his ears.
Wolverine's like, oh, thank you.
I'm glad you told me that, because I wouldn't have understood the reference otherwise, and I hate looking like a dickhead.
I've lost my memory.
Yeah. Oh, that explains so much. Did you get a visit from Magneto too? I don't remember. Oh, look, you got a hole in the back of your skull. Thank you. Can I put my finger inside? Yes. Oh, Percy, Percy. He's like, my name is Mrs. Nesbitt. And Cyclops is like, Jean, stop playing pokey pokey, holy smoky. She's like, sorry. So they disembark.
They disembark and they get into the bottom level of the Empire State Building, the sort of gift shop level?
Yeah.
Wait, Empire State Building, Statue of Liberty?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then fight.
Fight!
Sexy Blue comes down. And
Toad. Toad's got a wicked tongue, Senator.
Much like you.
I heard you got a wicked tongue. I'll give you £5 if you lick out Mystique in front of me. £5 British, of course, not Canadian ones. She can make her vagina look like anyone's. He's like, can she make it look like my mother? It's like, of course. Show me a picture and give me a smell profile.
Jesus Christ.
I can make it smell like Jesus Christ, too.
Yeah.
Patchouli oil and papyrus. And a woody aftertaste.
Bread and fish.
Mmm. A little bit of wine in your life. A little bit of bread to be your wife. A little bit of...
A little bit of bread to be your wife. So stupid.
Oh my god.
Fuck it hell. Anyway. The fight ends with Wolverine stabbing Storm because he sees through Sexy Blue's guise.
Yeah, he can smell her.
Yeah, yes.
He can smell her. So, right, this fight scene, Jean Grey and Storm are such weak sauce in this scene. Mm. Like, they so unnecessarily get their asses kicked by Toad, I feel. I'm like, man, you guys have got... One, you're all trained in combat, and two, you guys have got probably the most awesome powers out of the bunch. And what are you fucking doing?
What are you fucking doing, eh?
Yeah, do you know what else? Like, giving Jean Grey the powers that she has, I always think is a mistake, because having like telekinesis is such like a like catch-all for any situation.
Yeah,
because whenever you're in trouble, you could just literally make someone's like heart explode in their chest, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But I think the sort of the way they get around that is by having her not. By having it being a difficult power to master and having her not be the quite like there yet. But I guess, isn't that just, maybe that's just the telepathy though, isn't it? It's like,
yeah,
telekinesis is still,
because that's
like
her
fine.
Main, like, yeah, but that's like her main power, and though she doesn't really use it for anything good in this film. Like,
no,
it's not,
she just used it for like the very basic make a small object fly across the room.
But yeah, so because like Toad leaps at her and she like holds him in the end. I'm like, why wouldn't you just throw him into the cabinet?
Yeah.
And then, so they all get their asses kicked, and then Storm emerges from the elevator with all her weather.
Yeah, and then they end up at, yeah, Magneto comes down and binds them all with his metal work to the side of the inside of the whatever they're in.
I think it's the head, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're looking over at the torch.
Yeah.
Which is where he's got Rogue tied up.
Yeah. So, yeah, because then, like, Cyclops is like, Storm, fry him. I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, it's a huge bolt of lightning into a huge copper conductor. I thought you people worked at a school.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you ask Storm? You'd say Gene, like, break his neck. Or Gene, make his brain dribble out of his nose. Or Gene, pull his nuts off.
Yeah. Or even if you can't, you know, manipulate humans or their, like, internal organs, just have
do something
that isn't made of metal fly at him.
Yeah. Just give like a little push and he'll fall down those stairs. He's not a young man. He will die.
Yeah.
Like. And then he's in a wheelchair.
And we won't give him one of Professor Xavier's wheelchairs.
Yeah. We'll give him a metal tray and a wooden spoon.
And he can bang on it whenever he needs someone to come and give him something.
Yes. Anyway, fucking hell. Yeah. Magneto's like, I'm going to go and do things. Sabretooth, watch them.
Yeah. And then does... What, how do they get away from that? Oh,
well,
they...
Sabretooth... And Wolverine, like, busts out of his thing. And
oh, yeah, he escapes
battle.
By stabbing himself somehow.
Yeah. Because he's...
They come out
Magneto's
the back of him.
Magneto's like, let's point those claws in a safer direction. And he manipulates it so his claws are pointing inwards at him.
Yeah.
So then he has to, like, stab through himself so that his claws will break the metal that's binding him.
He's yeah.
Like, man, you're hardcore.
You're hardcore, dude.
Yeah.
And then they do, and then Jean and Cyclops do the thing where she like levitates his special glasses over to his eyes at an angle and then gets him to open his eyes and then it blasts.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just use your powers to like deflect the beam? I guess, okay, I guess that is quite a lot of force though. That might be a bit too much for her to handle.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like.
She's like, Scott, open your eyes. He's like, no, I can't. She's like, trust me. So he does. He's like, fuck. We just see, like, the headless, bleeding stump neck of Jean Grey.
Trust me.
Trust me, I've been practicing. I've been getting the kiss to throw toast at me and I block it. It's not the same thing, Jean.
That's what you do, isn't it? You shoot toast from your eyes.
Yeah, that's your name, isn't it? Toaster. No.
Wait, who are you?
I'm Cyclops, you know, like, we share a bed and everything. Huh. I don't remember. So, yeah, the beam that deflects hits Sabretooth and blasts him out of the way.
Yes. And then we get the Wolverine jumps up to go and, well, between Jean and Storm, they float Wolverine up to the top of the thing.
Why doesn't Jean just float him with her mind powers?
It's so stupid.
Cyclops is like, Storm, can you get him up there? And Mitch is like, he could fly right over the torch. I can't control it like that. And then he's like, Jean, use your power, steady him. And I'm like, do you know what, Jean? Use your fucking power and float him up there nicely. Or even better, use your fucking power to like undo the cuffs that are binding Rogue to the thing and float her down. Use your power to fucking knock Magneto backwards off of the railing and let him plummet to his death.
Do we ever see her control a person?
Not in this film, other than the part that where she fucking stops Toad in midair and helps steady Wolverine. But what's the difference between stopping Toad in midair and floating Wolverine up to the thing? But yeah, like, I suppose he weighs a little bit more because of the metal, but like, fuck off, you're a grown woman. Your powers have been with you since you were like 10.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck. Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah. I wish that she just had mind powers. I mean, like, of a telepathy. I wish she didn't have telekinesis. It would make more sense.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, fuck her.
Anyway, fuck her. Cyclops shoots Magneto in the back.
Yeah, that's another thing. She's like, Scott, wait, wait. And then he's like, what for? She's like, just wait.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
He's like, no, it's getting worse. I've got a shot. I'm taking it. And then he shoots him. Wait. And it's like, why didn't you just let me do that?
Yeah. She's like, wait, I wanted her to die. I want to be the only white woman in this crew. Anyway, so fucking, yeah, Wolverine slashes up the machine and it blasts apart and stuff.
Yeah, and then we have a little, oh, Rogue is dead moment. Oh, no, she isn't.
Yeah.
And she sucks off Wolverine.
Yeah, he puts his tongue in her mouth.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you drink 6 pints of my saliva, you'll have HIV too. I mean, you get healing powers too.
Oh. So I just imagine drinking like a pint of someone's saliva.
Six, Tom.
Yeah, but I mean, oh.
Would you do that to, like, if they were like, look, we're going to shoot this person unless you drink 6 pints of their saliva, would you do it?
Well, I mean, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's a ridiculous scenario.
You say that like that isn't my literal brand of comedy.
Yeah, but I very rarely have to I very rarely have to have any sort of decision-making power in it. Mystique is still alive. We see her wounds in the in a dead cop on the floor.
Yeah, and like Wolverine had sort was in really bad shape because Rogue like sucked almost all his life out of him, and Magneto sort of like unconscious by the torch as well, and he gets like taken by the FBI. We like that happens like off screen, but yeah, they go back and time passes and they fix Logan up and the professor's all back to normal again, and Rogue is having fun icy sucky times with ice cream sundae ice man.
Anyway, Wolverine is leaving the school.
Yeah, he's like, I have to go find my ma. Professor's like, your mother's dead, Wolverine. He's like, oh no, how long has she been dead, Professor?
All your life.
Yes, you have no mother. He was born out of a vegetable and a coffee pot. They were a mutant vegetable and a coffee pot.
They could regenerate incredibly quickly.
Yes. No matter how many times that courgette got sliced, it always came back. And the coffee was extra strong.
Just like you.
Yeah. That's why you're all healy and strong and so hot-tempered. Anyway, take this flannel and go, I don't know, take me into the garden, throw me into a ditch. No, that doesn't happen at all. No, Professor X is like, he's kept his word and he's found some clues to Logan's past. And he says that they're in some place in Canada. Alkali Lake is where he said they are. And I think that's meant to be in Canada or something. But yeah, he sort of gives Logan the info and Logan sets off.
Cut to the two old men playing chess in Magneto's plastic prison.
Yeah. It's like, don't you ever, like, be scared of the day that some cunt comes to your school looking for trouble? Like, I feel a great deal of pity for the sorry soul who comes to that school looking for trouble. And then Magneto says something and Professor X says, ah.
And that's it.
And that is kind of it.
Yeah, Magneto's like, you know this plastic prison won't hold me forever. And Xavier's like, and when... and I'll always be waiting for you or something like that.
He should have just, in that moment, like, mind-wiped him so he wouldn't be a danger anymore.
Yeah, can he do that? Can he erase people's memories?
Hmm.
That's not made clear that he can do that in this film.
Well, he can do anything, like, mind-related.
I guess his whole deal is that he uses his powers sparingly and responsibly and doesn't, like, exert too much control, though, isn't it?
It's just, but it's to a fault, I think.
Well, yeah, it often is in good guys, isn't it? So, you know, half our Harry Potter conversations, why didn't they just kill this guy?
I feel like me and you would be Professor X and Magneto.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would be Magneto, obviously.
Obviously. Ian McKellen's the gay one.
You're the gay one, Tom, not me. Anyway, come back next time for more thrilling tales of excavation, wonder, powers, cake, chocolate, coffee, and yes, other enema-related liquids.
Certainly.
I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
And... hole in the head for dicks has been hole in the head for dicks. No, 6 pints of AIDS has been 6 pints of AIDS.
6 pints of AIDS.